Announcements, conferences, Web Accessibility Training Day, NFB Center of Excellence in Non-Visual Access to Commerce, Public Information and Education, CINA. https://nfb.org/web-accessibility-day. Contact Clara von Herven, C-V-A-N-G-E-R-V-E-N at nfb.org. Location, NFB Jernigan Institute, 200 East Wells Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Date, November 4, 2015. CINA and the Maryland Accessibility Project will host the second annual Web Accessibility Day. This year, both the technical and policy tracks will be expanded to pack more content into the day. If you are wondering how to implement accessibility in education, curious about the Section 508 update, or interested in learning how to test for web accessibility, this conference has you covered. Young Child Expo and Conference, http://youngchildexpo.com/spokane-conference, CO Los Niños Training, 535 8th Avenue, 2nd Floor, New York, New York, 10018. Contact Nancy Evangelista, 212-787-9700, extension 333. Location, Davenport Grand Hotel, Spokane, Washington, September 30 through October 2, 2015. The Young Child Expo and Conference brings together top leaders to provide the latest information about essential topics in early childhood development. Parents and early childhood professionals will learn about services, resources, and products to help all children reach their full potential. The conference integrates learning about typically developing children as well as those with special needs, including autism. The conference aims to bring together people from all disciplines who work with young children, teachers, psychologists, social workers, occupational and speech therapists, pediatricians, nurses, and students. Call for submissions. The Journal of Intellectual Disability Research, JIDR, http://onlineLibrary.wiley.com/journal/number10.11111/%sign/28ISSN%sign/29135-2788. Contact Jan Blacher, JANBLACHER at UCR.edu. Deadline for submissions, September 18, 2015. JIDR will produce a special issue devoted to autism spectrum disorders. Priority will be given to high-level submissions pertaining to individuals characterized by one of the following: limited cognitive functioning, minimal verbal abilities, or comorbid psychiatric disorders. However, all submissions related to autism spectrum disorders, such as causes, correlates, and consequences, will be considered. Children's Rights and Early Intervention Conference 2016, International Society on Early Intervention, https://depts.washington.edu/isei. Contact isei at uw.edu. Deadline for submissions, October 1, 2015. The overarching themes of this conference are the rights of all children to develop to their full potential and to participate without barriers in all aspects of society. The conference will take place in Stockholm, Sweden from June 6 to June 8, 2016. All sessions will be conducted in English. Abstracts for presentations may address a wide range of topics in the field of early childhood intervention involving research, training, service models, and policy. Among the topics of special interest are assessment, policy, and children's rights, children with specific disorders, cultural issues, curriculum innovations, developmental studies, evaluation and accountability, families, inclusion, deinstitutionalization, intervention outcomes, mental health, peer relations, and professional development. Travel opportunity. Leading the way, No Barriers USA, http://www.nobarriersusa.org, 224 Canyon Avenue, Suite 207, Fort Collins, Colorado, 80521. Contact Caitlin Millen, 970-484-3633. Caitlin, K-A-I-T-L-Y-N, dot Millen, M-I-L-L-E-N, at nobarriersusa.org. Developed in partnership with world-renowned blind mountaineer Eric Weinmayer, Leading the Way unites students who are sighted, blind, and visually impaired for incredible adventures each summer. The program is open to students ages 15 to 19. Program destinations have included the Grand Canyon, the Peruvian Highlands, and Mount Kilimanjaro. Information about the summer 2016 program will appear on the website this fall. Check the website to learn about the destination and application process. Research. Braille Challenge Mobile App. Contact Cheryl Kamai Hanan, 323-343-6297. CKAMEIH@CALSTATELA.edu. Researchers are seeking teachers, parents, and students to participate in a study that investigates the development of a new Braille Challenge Mobile App, BCMA, for iDevices and Braille displays. The BCMA will include reading assessment materials and activities that can be used to identify strengths and weaknesses in literacy skills using the Common Core standards. The project is part of a 5-year federally funded grant through the U.S. Department of Education. Participants are currently being sought for Phase 2 of the project. The research involves teachers giving students a grade-level reading assessment that has been adapted to the mobile app platform, followed by several reading activities that are designed to improve reading skills for children who read Braille, monitoring their progress and giving them a final post-test. The study will take from 8 to 16 weeks with a minimum of 2 45-minute sessions per week. Students, teachers, and parents who participate fully will be entered into a drawing to win an iPad mini and a refreshable Braille display. Materials needed. Louis Braille Memorial Library. Care of Alfroza Millie, Librarian. Plot 11-1, Road Number 06, Block E, Section Number 12. Pallabi Mirpur, Dhaka, 1216, Bangladesh. Contact Alfroza Millie, Louis Braille Memorial Library @gmail.com. The Louis Braille Memorial Library provides books and other materials to blind children and adults in Bangladesh. Any donation of used Braille or large print books and magazines are highly welcome. The library can also use Braille paper, Perkins Braillers, Braille printers, computers, canes, and any other materials for the blind. All donations can be mailed as free matter for the blind and physically handicapped.